getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Well, it's so exciting to come to you today and have an opportunity to talk to your hearts. This is Dwayne Wolf from New Horizon Church in Tacoma, Washington, just right off of I-5, exit 137. Excited to have the privilege to serve the Lord, walk with Him, and just bask in the light of His goodness. I want to talk to you today a little bit about what it is to have more of God. What do we mean by more of God? You know, there's all sorts of various camps and theological expressions that we could think of when we think about more of God. But certainly one expression that I would love for you to think about when you think about more of God. I'm a pursuer of God personally, and I'm one who's running after the things of God, running after the presence of God. And one of the things that comes to me in that way of thinking is getting more of His Word. I recognize I need more of His Word. Now, there's a few reasons. One is because He's inexhaustible, and I know He's got brand new things for me today. Even as His mercies are new every morning, so is His Word. You know, it says in Isaiah 50 that He, and I believe it's a messianic passage there, He says that He awakens my ear morning by morning and gives me the tongue of the learned. This appears to be a passage about the Lord, and yet it's one that we can tap into. We want the Lord to awaken our hearts every morning. We want to be attentive to Him, and of course, His Word is so rich and so powerful. So when I'm thinking I want more of God, it's not like I'm not already one with God. It's not like I'm not already knit to God. And it's not like the Holy Spirit is not already available to me. But I recognize He is inexhaustible. And He's got amazing things for me today in my generation. Maybe things that He didn't uncover yesterday. Maybe revelation that He didn't give yesterday. You know, there's something about Him that's like a mystery, so we seek Him out. Psalm 119, 130 says, "The entrance of your word gives light, and it gives understanding to the simple." I want to be so simple of heart that I'm receiving understanding. And so this is what it means. I want to have a heart that cries out, "More of you, God." And of course, I want more transformation, and I know that transformation comes through the illumination, through the revelation of His Word. Paul prayed this prayer over the Ephesians in chapter 1. He prayed over them that they would receive a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God, that they would know the hope of their calling, that they would know the inheritance they have in the saints, and thirdly, that they would know the power to them who believe. And so these are prayers that we pray. We bring these rightfully before Father, just asking, "Lord, show me and give me more and reveal more and release more." I'm often reminded of Martin Luther in 1517, nailed those 95 protests on that Wittenberg door. You know, what was life like just a day before? You know, maybe there were some scoffing and saying, "Oh, we've got all of God. You don't need more of God." And yet there was one meditating in a room receiving illumination from God that shifted, that changed, that reformed all of theology and what we know today as the church. And so I want to have that kind of a heart. Maybe God's got something brand new for today's problems, today's cultural situations, today's ills, and I want to have that heart that receives. So I encourage you today that you recognize you're qualified in Jesus to receive more from God, and that you would bring this heartfelt cry to Him in your prayers, knowing that you are one with Him, you are near to Him, that Jesus has qualified you, but He is inexhaustible, and He's got something fresh for you today.
You've been listening to Pastor Dwayne Wolf of New Horizon Church in Fife. For more details about the church, visit them online at newhcc.com.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.